Scientist, good afternoon. This is WKNR 13.
10 minutes after 6 on the Gary Stevens Show.
Peter Gold on the green scene.
I don't really have too much understanding what I am doing here at Radio Wonderful yet.
This must be the place.
This is the only place here.
More of the Jerry Goodwin Show on Keener 13, WKNR.
Now with more music, Pat St. John.
Dick Hurton.
Ted Clark.
Mac Owen.
Scott Berger.
WKNR presents
the Keener13.com podcast.
And welcome to the Christmas Day edition of the Keener13.com podcast. I'm Scott Westerman, and on this week's program, some Keener Christmas clips, a Wayne State podcast pick, and a 1971 promo piece from Keener's Bob Green. That's all ahead on this week's Keener13.com podcast.
Motor City Music.
6:14.
Yes.
You're the accountant here?
That's right.
This is WKNR, right?
Right again.
Yeah, well, I've been listening, and you people are saying there are 13 days of Christmas.
7 and 6 minus 1. Yes, 13 days of Christmas.
Yeah, well, let me introduce myself. I'm Charlie Frammer of the Internal Revenue Service, and I would like to see your voice.
Listen for another prize coming up this hour.
WKNR.
Well, in those days, every radio station seemed to have a holiday message, and Keener was no exception. We'll have more of that later. In 1971, some advertisers thought that screaming top 40 radio was a turnoff, and it was up to the WKNR production team to prove that Keener had matured into an advertising vehicle that could still deliver the audience in the face of heavy competition from CKLW and the FM band. Bob Green sent us this remarkable sales promotion piece voiced by the inimitable Dan Henderson, which features the last of the WKNR superstar jock lineups: Jim Tate, Mac Owens, Ron Sherwood, Dan Henderson, Scott Regan, and 19-year-old Pat St. John. You'll notice that Lee Sherwood's Motor City Music jingles had not yet launched, and that the tone of this station is decidedly middle of the road.
WKNR has definitely got it all together. It's gone. The music, news, the people. WKNR has put together an air staff of top professional communicators. They're glad, sad, wild, mild, inventive, soft, loud, turned on, exciting, and always believable. This is WKNR.
Music of warm summers past.
And on the line to play is Diane Tawson of Dearborn Heights. Hi, Diane. How are you?
Just fine.
That's good. You all set to test your musical memory?
Yeah.
All right, Diane. You nervous?
Yes, very much.
Are you really? Yeah, well, keep you on your toes. It was June of 1965, and the following song was a big hit for $23. Diane, tell me the name of this WKNI summer rerun.
Okay, Diane, what do you think it is?
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man.
By the Birds?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
You don't want to change your mind?
No.
Diane, you got it! You got it!
Oh, my goodness!
Congratulations!
Oh, thank you!
Those are the Supremes here from the new WKNR at 8:08 on a Saturday. This is Jim Tate. November 21st is our date. Russians are very proud of themselves now because they are scaling the wall of early morning light. That's what that's called. And I don't know what the big deal is. Mac Owens does that every morning at his house. Every morning.
Hi, Mom.
Time now for WKNR words. These words from Ida S. Hughes of Dearborn, Michigan. I hear their whispers all around. They say I got you on the rebound. Say that you are brokenhearted since your girl and you have parted. She left you to wed another, didn't tell you, wouldn't bother you. Then I came along. You kept your broken heart from showing. And I loved you, never knowing how your faith and love was shattered. Never mind. It doesn't matter. I like that one. Thank you, Inez Hughes of Dearborn. Those words could win you $1,000.
Paul Roberts, WKNR News. Senator Robert Packwood of Oregon reports receiving a letter from a student in which the student said he was, as he put it, quote, asking, begging, even pleading for an appointment to the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. The young man's grades were not the best, but Packwood was so impressed by the letter's tone, he sent the student a telegram saying he would be nominated to West Point. And Packwood got a reply from the student. It read, I decline the nomination, thank you.
Of course, I still love you tomorrow. What do you think I am, a gigolo? 449 at WKNR 13 with Hugger Dan. Take my hand. Number one on the Motor City hit list this week.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there?
WKNR's morning man, Jim Tate. Talk about pros. Jim has worked many top markets, including Philadelphia at WIP and New York at WNEW. Jim's Together.
9:33, this Jim Tate from WKNR. I decided to go downtown yesterday, and I thought, well, I've never been into Mayor Gribbs' office, so I went down, I walked in. The Marriage License Bureau, you know, where it's located when you come through the doors. This fellow was saying, I'm sorry, but I can't issue a marriage license till your form is filled out. And this girl says,
listen, if my boyfriend don't care, what business is it of yours?
WKNR. Mac Owens. He came to us from San Francisco's KFRC. Mac melts the ladies with that oh-so-mellow voice. Mac is together.
Well, it's got to be one of the great records from 1971. That's Elton John, his song to you from his LP, Elton John. And it's called Your Song, where your kind of music is happening. Good morning, Detroit. My name is Mac Orange at 9:45.
It's Montego Bay, Bobby Bloom, and with the possibility of snow in the forecast, looks better every day. 12:31 from WKNI 13.
Ron Sherwood, Monday afternoon, 47 degrees in Detroit. Rain expected, cloudy and cool tonight and tomorrow with snow mixed in at times. I have all kinds of good news for you.
Ron Sherwood, together. And then there's... Yes?
Yeah, I didn't want it to be, you know, too embarrassing for you, Dan, so I thought I'd say Dan Henderson, known to all his Detroit fans as the Hugger, is one of Detroit's top freelance announcers, and he's not too bad in the air either.
Thanks.
When you can get 21,000 people going all in one direction, it's just really great, because you can accomplish a lot. And the children who were at the hospital with all their horrible childhood...
WKNR's Scott Regan, National Radio Coordinator for ALSAC and the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. When WKNR directed the ALSAC march to collect funds for child victims of leukemia and birth defects, the end result was a record $135,000 collected. The WKNR ALSAC drive led the nation by far.
I take your hand as we travel on, past the roadblocks in our way.
Bill Garcia, he sings even, and he plays the Motor City Hits at 10 every night.
Here's an invitation to drive down Michigan Avenue between Schaefer and Greenfield in Dearborn. Park your car and walk in where you see the sign that reads Radio Frank. Now, you don't have to buy anything.
Pat St. John is not only the best major market all-night personality we've heard, he's the youngest. Pat's only 19, and his talents help him communicate with our listeners of all ages.
One-time Teamsters Union president Jimmy Hoffa has lost his third attempt to avert a new five-year jail term. The U.S. Supreme Court today rejected an appeal from his 1964 conviction.
You've heard of award-winning news, I'm sure. Well, WKNR News really is. For five consecutive years, WKNR News has gratefully accepted these Michigan Associated Press awards. First place, best regularly scheduled local newscast. First place, best regularly scheduled radio documentary. Special mention award for general excellence of news presentation and individual news reporting. WKNR was also voted Associated Press Member Station of the Year in 1969.
WKNR is together.
We've only just begun.
We've only just begun.
We've only just begun.
That's a rare WKNR sales promotion piece crafted by Bob Green in 1971. To find out what Bob is doing today, visit him on the web at bobgreenproductions.com.
More Motor City music, WKNR.
And now here's Jim Heddle with another one from the vault.
You know, Scott, since we heard from Paul Revere and the Raiders last week, this time I thought we'd feature that other 60s group that wore outfits from the American Revolution. And the evolution of this group is especially fascinating. They started out in Chicago in 1965 as the quintessential garage band, doing wild stomping rockers like At the River's Edge. But by the late 60s, they were crooning such memorable love ballads as Things I'd Like to Say and I Will Always Think About You. Of course, I'm referring to the New Colony Six. And in between those two extremes, they recorded a number of great power pop records like this one from March of 1967. Here's Love You So Much.
Every night I hope and pray your sweet love will come my way. Now you're here, I felt your touch. I love you so much. Show me that you always care. I'll declare I'll be there. Can you hear my warm caress? Love me tenderly. I'll always love you. Put your arms around me.
Never let me, never let me,
never, never let me go. Every night I hope and pray that you'll never come my way. Now you're here, I felt your touch. I love you so much. Show me that you always care. I'll be there, I'll be there. Can you hear my warm caress? Loving tenderly.
Never let me go.
Won't you please remember this? One sweet kiss is all I need to make this mind. Our days are fun. All the things we've done.
That was Jim Heddle's pick from the New Colony Six. Hear his program From the Vault every week on Ann Arbor Live, on the web at a3radio.com.
Now, get set to write down today's gift in WKNR's 13 Days of Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, Keener gives to you stereo brand new.
With built-in AM-FM stereo, you're right on with gift number one, a stereo music center. Listen to hear what all 13 prizes are when you've written them all down in order on a postcard, mailed to WKNR, 13 Days of Christmas, Box 1300, Detroit, 48231. The card with the earliest postmark and all 13 prizes written correctly will win. In the event of duplicate cards with the same postmark, a drawing will be made from those cards. Happy holidays from the new Keener.
WKNR!
Our podcast pick of the week comes from a Wayne State University student in the heart of the Motor City. It's a unique look at local bands and the Detroit bar scene.
Hi, this is Black Widow, and when I'm not devouring my latest mate, I listen to East Detroit Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back to East Detroit Radio. This is podcast number 5, and it's December 19, 2004. This will be our last podcast of the year. This upcoming week is finals week, so we're going to give you 3 songs to kick off the week, kick off some studying. I have a little studying myself to do, but first band is from Detroit's sister city of Vancouver, and the band's name is Zapnin Black.
East Detroit Radio seems to broadcast a bit irregularly. That clip came from their December 19th program. and the show has the feel of a classy campus radio program aimed at the 18 to 24 demographic. Hear more at eastdetroitradio.com.
All right, let's hear from the WKNR DJs.
Merry Christmas!
Yeah, and let's hear from the Keener secretaries.
Merry, Merry Christmas!
Kind of makes you wonder who should really be behind the typewriters, doesn't it?
Well, last week we told you that Regis Philbin would be standing in for Dick Clark of the 2004 edition of New Year's Rockin' Eve on ABC. But a familiar Keener voice will be returning to the microphone.
From Times Square in New York City, it's Dick Clark's primetime New Year's Rockin' Eve 2003, starring Alabama, David Bowie, Coldplay, LL Cool J, James Taylor, and Shakira. Plus, Allie Landry and special reports from Times Square with Steve Doocy and Mario Lopez. And live visits to Walt Disney World in Florida and Disneyland in California. And now, live from the Times Square studios in the heart of New York City, here is Dick Clark.
That's Pat St. John, the 19-year-old you heard Dan Henderson mention in that 1971 promo piece. 33 and a third years later, he's going strong on both terrestrial and satellite radio and as the voiceover announcer for this year's New Year's Rockin' Eve broadcast on ABC. Find out more about Pat at patstjohn.com. And that's our abbreviated Keener13.com podcast. We're off until the week of January 3rd, and when we return, we hope to be fully ASCAP and BMI legal with a special podcast filled with Motor City music, Keener air checks, and more of the memories you think of whenever you turn your mind back to our favorite Detroit radio station. Remember that you can grab an XML file for your podcast aggregator along with a full archive of past podcasts at KeenerPodcast.com. And don't forget that everything Keener resides in one place at www.keener13.com. From all of us who work on this labor of love, have a safe and happy holiday. I'm Scott Westerman. See you in the new year.